Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And sorry about last week, guys. I just was involved in all kinds of stuff and didn't make it back to a spot where I could call in time. So this week, I do not have a guest. Basically, what I wanted to do was speak to you about peace. I have been talking with so many people lately who are so hurting and bewildered and wondering what has happened. And I know that a lot of you that listen are in that same state. And, you know, I've been meaning to have Karen Bishop on at some point. I've got to get a hold of her and see if she would be willing to come on. She writes that What's Up on Planet Earth. And her newest energy alert, and it's free, by the way, if you want to go to her website, whatsuponplanetearth.com. On her newest one, she's talking about how there was a huge energy shift on Sunday and how so many of us have been feeling like we are just stuck. And I thought, boy, you know, oh, she's talking to the choir here. You know, a lot of us have just been in that state of feeling like demented gerbils. You know, we're running on the cage and we're not getting any place. So if you have been in that situation and you're raising your hand up now and going, oh, yeah, that's me, then don't feel alone, okay? Because we're kind of all in that state, and it's actually a good thing. And so what I want you to do tonight is just kind of sit back and relax. Let's talk a little bit about attaining a state of peace. And if you have listened to the 10 million clicks for peace that you can get off my website, you know, the little yellow tags with click here for peace. If you've gone to that and signed up, then you know that's free and you can listen to the peace meditations anytime. And, you know, they have a peace meditation, short one, every Tuesday night at 6:15 Pacific. And basically, the whole premise of that is that when we get 10 million people all intending peace at the same time, the planet will change for the better. And so I'm supporting that. I know quite a few people that are supporting that. And we're all kind of in that state where we're going, look, you know, we're responsible for this. And so how did we create it? And the good part of that is if we're responsible for it, then we can uncreate it and we can create something better. So it's up to us. And so that's why I want to talk to you tonight about peace. And I'm going to do a couple little meditations. And I know I kind of put a lot of you to sleep within the first 10 minutes anyway because of my voice. So I guess you guys will be gone anyway, and it'll be one of those subliminal things. But first, let's talk a little bit about how do you attain peace, because the world has been so difficult for so many people to be in. And especially if you're listening to this program, you're probably one of those people who is psychically sensitive or spiritually sensitive. And so you've been going through a lot of things your entire life, and it seems like it's ramping up right now, and it's gotten more and more intense. We're all feeling things in our bodies. We're having strange thoughts come into our heads. And that's okay, because, you know, our brain's not in there anyway. You know, the mind is actually non-local. So it just means that you don't think the thoughts. And so if this is kind of getting you confused right now, don't worry. It's got a lot of people confused. But basically what happens is we are this hologram here on the planet, and it feels real. It feels so real. But we're playing a game. It's kind of like if you remember on Star Trek, they had the holodeck, and they had three-dimensional chess and all these kinds of things. So we're actually playing this game, and we've got these little things that are game pieces that we call bodies. And so really everything is okay. Everything is fine. It's just that in the game, while you're playing this, it's not fine. And you've heard me say this before, if you're a long-time listener. You know, over there, on the other side, everything is in divine order. Here, however, it's up to us. And we have to change things as we can, and we have to play our parts in the game. And I know some people are very upset with the idea that it's just a game. But it's not just a game. What it is, I call it a game because that's what cracks me up. But basically what it really is it's a game of creation. And this is where we're learning to create on the level of a God. And we can do this because we are part of that. And so what's happening is we're being asked to take up our position. We're being asked to act responsibly, to be observant, to be caring, and to be kind, and to think about the repercussions of all of our actions, including our thoughts. Because imagine now, put on the guise of God right now, okay? Just kind of think about this for a minute. Sit behind the desk, you know, with a big nameplate that says God, master of all universes. And so there you are. And you decide you're going to think up a new world. Now, if you want the world to continue to exist and to grow beyond you and to fill you with wonder and delight, because after all you have is eternity, and, you know, you're it. And so what are you going to do to amuse yourself? So you don't really want to know what happens with every little part of this. You want to plan it so that it will actually be working by itself. But you don't want to be the one who's controlling every little thing, because you really want to have some kind of a surprise, even though you've made it with pieces of you, and you're completely aware of what each one of those pieces is doing all the time. But you kind of want to hide it from yourself, you know, because you want to have some fun. So there you are, and you're going to create this world. So if you don't think consciously, if you don't think about every little piece that you've created and how it works with all the other pieces, then that world will not be self-sustaining. And you want this to go on, because remember, you've got eternity. So what you want to do is be able to continue to enjoy it and to delight in how your creations are creating. So now step back out of the robes of God, get out from behind the desk, and now go stand in front of the game console, and you're picking your part. And you're looking back at God that's sitting there and going, hey, here's what I think I want to do over here. Let me go in the game right now. And God says, no, not yet, because that wouldn't be the appropriate point for you. And you go, okay, when you sit down and you kind of watch for a while, pretty soon you're going, let me go in there. I really got to go in. I can really do this. And I got my character all memorized. I've got my lines memorized. And look, I got the plan. And you show God the plan. God says, I don't know, that's going to be kind of tough. You know, you want to take all that on in this one little round? And you're going, yeah, let me do it. I can do it. And so then pretty soon there you are. You're in the game, and you forgot about what a close connection that you have with God. And you forgot that you chose this. You forgot that you wanted to take this particular part, as sucky as it may be at this particular point, you wanted to take that part. Why? Well, because when you're on the other side, remember, everything is divine. Everything is in perfect order. But here, it's difficult. So, here we are. And what do we do with it? What's the end piece for this? What is it we're supposed to be doing? Well, that's a question that's been asked, you know, for millennia by humans of all races and creeds. I think what we're supposed to be doing here is really creating more. We are gods in progress. We're in training. We're learning how to do this correctly, how to create responsibly. And so a lot of times we have these things that happen to us that seem like they're very difficult. We have illnesses that we can't get rid of. We have spiritual attacks. We have people around us going crazy. We have the earth going crazy at times with earthquakes and fires and tornadoes and terrible storms and the sea rising up and all these things happening. And it can be very distracting. But the truth of the matter is, we are still here. And we are still these incredible beings. And we are still pieces of God learning about how to be gods on our own. And learning how to go back into the creation as responsible and independent sparks of that one. Okay, so that's one part of it. The next part is, how are we going to move into that space? Now remember, I was just talking about distractions, all the things that are happening. if you continue being distracted, then you miss the growth that you can get. And you've heard me talk before about weird things that have happened in my life, and I said, that's interesting. When I say that, it doesn't mean I want more of it. It means, wow, you know, how did I create that? You know, as a couple of my friends say, how did that happen in my life? And you look at it and you go, wow, okay, here's what I learned from that. Okay, maybe I wasn't observant. Maybe I wasn't in the right frame of mind. Maybe I was not doing the things that I could do to really further my own destiny or my own circumstances. Why? Well, because we get distracted, remember? I guess you guys have a short memory sometimes, you know? So let's go on. So here you are, and you're wondering, how do I get to that point of observership? How can I stand outside myself and observe what's going on? How can I make it past these difficult times? And the best way that I found to do that is, you know, that old saying, peace be still, and I am God. And so if you go to that inner portion of yourself that is God, that is your connection, that spark, the divine spark, if you go to that connection and stay there as much as you can, that's the secret. So, again, I know you're sitting there going, oh, that's just great. You know, she can do that. How am I going to get there? All right, I'm going to tell you how to get there. You know, I've done the Blue Spark meditation several times. That's a real easy one for attaining that state of peace. That's the quickest one. And so I always tell people to do that one. And if you need, we can do that a little bit later on. If you guys either fast blast me or email me or call in, we can go through that if you like. Or it's on the archives. Also, it's on that 10 million clicks for peace. And what I'd like you to think about beyond that is if you have a hard time meditating, just sit and listen to your breathing, even if it's just for a split second, and bring yourself back to that and listen again. And keep listening till you can get to the point where you hear things going on around you, but you make no judgment. And this is what I call the silent meditation. And at first, it's only split seconds that you can manage, and then after that, it goes into more. So for those split seconds, do it as many times as you can until you start working up to a couple minutes. It'll be like taking a vacation. Just notice the sounds around you. Don't make a judgment. Don't say, oh, that's a refrigerator humming, or, oh, that's somebody outside mowing their lawn. That's a judgment. You don't need to identify or to judge what's happening with the sounds. Just listen. Just let them kind of float past you, as if you're in a raft on the sea and these things are just floating past, and you observe that they float past, but they have no meaning to you, okay? So that's another simple meditation. Now, the whole point of attaining the state of complete peace is connection. And I can tell you that I have practiced this for a long, long time, and the way that you attain peace is you have to practice it. I mean, I'm here to tell you that I have not been perfect in this. I get knocked off of my little pedestal quite a few times by the distractions of this world. And, you know, it seems like there's more unpleasantness than there should be in a lot of people's lives right now. And, yeah, that's distracting. You know, I totally agree, that is. But we have to get beyond that. So when you can get to the state where things just happen and you kind of go, wow, that's interesting, or I wonder, you know, how did I create this? When you get to that point, then you can start to see beyond. You can start to see that there is a grand plan and that other people are just reacting to what's happening in their lives. And so that opens the path of compassion within your heart. And if you realize that you have created everything in your world, as nasty as that may seem, then you can start thinking about, wow, you know, how can I change that? And how is a great question. You know, when I speak to the beings that I call guides and guardians and, you know, God, you know, my phone booth to God is the shower. When I speak to beings like that or to my highest self, I ask how. How can I do this? How can I attain that? How can I learn this? The how is a great question. If you ask why, you know, you're kind of like a little kid. You'd be there all day going, why, why, why? And so why is not that great a question, but how is a wonderful question because you can change everything with how. So the how of becoming one with peace is to practice it. And practice it in whatever way that you need. Remove yourself from situations that are not peaceful if you can. If you can't, you can still become the observer and just let things wash over you. Let people yell and scream. And I used to do this. It really drove people crazy. And it's actually kind of funny, you know, when you get into the observer mode. And I watched it happen with my late husband. He was one of these guys that was always screaming about something. And he had this really good friend. And the guy just kind of sit there and listen to him. And he'd be ranting and raving. And finally, he'd kind of, you know, slow down. And I'd be sitting there watching all this. And Gary would look at him and say, why don't you bitch about it for a while? You might feel better. Oh, that just cracks me up. You know, and the whole reason it cracks me up is because when you can be the observer, it's not something that's directed at you. So your peace does not have to be disturbed. Now, if you're dealing with the public right now, you're going, oh, yeah, right. You know, you don't know the kind of people I have to deal with. Well, trust me, I do. I've been there, done that. And I can tell you that the best way to keep yourself from the high stress, from all the high blood pressure and the damaged arteries and all the things that happen when you're dealing with nasty people, the best way is to be the observer. Just kind of step back and go, okay, that's interesting. What can I do to help? And usually if you do that, you diffuse the situation very quickly. And, you know, you can use psychology on people, too, and say, well, I can see that you're having a really rough day. What can I do to make your day a little bit easier? You know, is there something in my power that I can do for you? And that just shocks people because they're so used to people grabbing and clutching and kicking and biting, you know, just trying to get an upper hand over them. So they just don't quite know what to do with that. Then you can go home feeling good because you've done a good deed. You made somebody feel better and, you know, you've basically refused to allow your peace to be interrupted. Now, let me tell you a couple things about what happens when you get to that point. The more peaceful you become, the farther you reach in your connection to the source of all that is. And so that was always an interesting thing to me. And I don't remember if I've told you guys this story before. I probably have, so forgive me if you've heard it. But I had, I was practicing peace very, very intensely for a couple years. You know, I was 100% vegan, 80% raw food, and meditated every day, and, you know, was doing all that kind of stuff. Nothing disturbed me. I would go out and I'd be doing IV nursing and stuff like that, you know, and taking this stuff around to people and having to deal with their problems all day for usually at least 12 to 16 hours a day. And people would look at me and they'd say, nothing upsets you, does it? And I'd go, no, there is nothing here to upset me. And I had such great peace. During that time, I was coming out of my body at night and going to hear the Great One speak. And it was kind of funny because these two angels would like pop through the ceiling, pull me out of my body, and take me out into the cosmos every night. And I was always going someplace else. Well, at one point, I went to hear the one that we know as Jesus Christ speak. And I was thrilled because I've met that being before, and it was amazing. So there I was, and I'm sitting in this big, like, stone amphitheater floating out in space. And you could see the Earth was in the center of this. And so just imagine, it's all, you know, dark and starlit, but yet there's a light on these steps. And it was a big square thing. And the one that we know as Jesus Christ was floating in the center of this, above the earth. And he was speaking. And I was so enthralled. And then I realized that there were two people sitting next to me who were arguing. And I got so irate, I turned to them, and just as I was about to say, why don't you shut the heck up? That was it. I was out of there. And that was quite a lesson, because I allowed myself to be pulled into what they were doing, the distraction. I allowed myself to become irritable, and I was instantly out of the company of that exalted one. So now, if that's happening on the other levels, isn't that happening here too? So doesn't it really behoove us to try to stay in peace as much as we can? And like I said, I'm not perfect. I'm like the rest of you guys, you know. I have my triumphs and my trials and my tribulations and all these kinds of things. And, you know, we all just do the best that we can. But I can tell you that having attained that state of perfect peace before, I at least know what it feels like. And I think I've mentioned on the show before about when I almost went off a cliff in the car, and I wasn't driving, but the car got stuck in a skid and was going right for the break between the mountain and the guardrail, and I knew I was going to die. There was no doubt, because this is a long way down. And so I just called to the Father and said, you know, just take me out of the body before we hit, because I don't want to hurt. I don't want to go through that pain. And instantly, my highest self moved down into me. And I was absolutely, totally relaxed. It didn't matter what was going to happen. I was sitting there with my leg crossed, just kind of, you know, dangling my foot. And my husband at the time was hollering my name. And finally I said, what is it exactly you'd like me to do? And he was so shocked that he took his attention away from what he was doing, which was flipping the wheel frantically and trying to pull out of the skid. And in that one little second, we got pushed completely across into a nice little ditch, and it was full of snow, you know, and it was just soft, you know, not a scratch on us, but there was like a thumbprint on the fender of the car that had not hit anything. Now, I knew it didn't hit anything because I was not in a panic. I was sitting there observing things very, very easily, very carefully, and so I was laughing, and the thumbprint was blue. And there was no blue on my car. There was nothing on the guardrail. It didn't even have any paint on it. There was nothing on the mountain. So I just thought that was kind of amusing. But that's what a state of perfect peace will do for you. No matter what's happening around you, you can stay in peace. And so it's great for a day-to-day thing, but it's also where we're going as a species. Now, can you imagine? Now, think back now. Let's go into another little imaginary thing. Imagine yourself 10 years from now. Now, we've gone through the upheavals of the planet and things have changed. And now, maybe a lot of people have passed away. But there's no more war. There's no more gas at $4.50 a gallon with the elite, you know, making all kinds of money because they're gone. Everything's quiet. You know, the planet's regenerating. The water is pure again. The skies are clear. No chemtrails. You know, and people are maybe living at a simpler pace, but it's peaceful. And what would that be like? What would that look like to you? Just kind of let your mind just kind of wander a little bit. How would you feel to live simply and, you know, to have your needs met, because people would band together in communities, you know, to do that. And so to have your needs met, to be fed, to be clothed, to have health, to be well, how would you feel inside? And to know that you're living in communities with people who know only peace. Now, wouldn't that be something? So what I'm asking you to do now is take a little time every day and just imagine that. Imagine what it's going to be like living in the state of peace. Imagine what it's going to be like being connected more intensely with the source of all that is than you ever knew was possible. Imagine knowing that every single person, every single animal, even the insects and the plants in your world is all a piece of God. Think about that one for a while. that could twist your brain. So what I'd like you to do is be gentle with yourself. You know, we're always berating ourselves. And we're always, you know, looking for something else. We're looking outside of ourselves. We're looking for validation from someone else to tell us that we're wonderful, because we all need love. And even if you think you're not asking for that, think about the way that you move through the world. And I'm willing to bet that you're doing things that are screaming out, please tell me that I'm lovable. You know, overachievers are standard for that. The reason they're overachieving is they want to prove that they're worthy. Underachievers, too. Underachievers are going, hey, well, if you're going to call me worthless, I'm just not going to bother. But it's the same thing. We're all asking for love. We are love, and we have to have it. And the love that I'm talking about, of course, is the all-encompassing love, the brotherhood, the complete connection. You know, not the romantic type of love. So you can be peace. And you know there's that saying, be the change you wish to see. It's true. You can be peace. But you have to practice it. And you have to make that the important part of your life. And people, I know it's hard. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there going, oh, yeah, right. Oh, please, I understand. You know, been there, done that. I know I'm speaking to the choir here. So I think it's important, though. You know, I can't even stress how important it is. I don't have the words for it. And especially now with the things that are going on the planet, do you know that because our minds are not local, they are not in our heads, that they're somewhere else, but our emotions are here in our body? Do you know that we have created so much of the stress that's on this planet? We have created the changes. We have created the horrible weather that's killed thousands of people at a time. We've created earthquakes. We've created wildfires. All of those things are created by humanity, and they are created by our emotions. Because one of the things that the bad guys don't want you to know is that your limbic system, the system where you feel and you remember things, like when you remember, you hear a song and you remember exactly a moment from when that song was playing, that's your limbic system. When you tie that up with a thought, you are creating. And we use this in quantum physics for manifestation. But are you aware how many times a day you're in fear? And how many times a day that you are giving credence to what the bad guys want to happen? And, you know, all I can say is, you know, each one of us is playing in this soup. You know, we're all stirring the soup and we're all adding our parts to it. So what I'm asking for everybody to do is to be more conscious of what we're doing. And please, let's start thinking more deeply about how to change everything for the good. And it starts with you. It has to start with you. And you know, you can't pay anybody else to do it. You have to do it yourself. And nobody can pay you to do it. It'd be nice if people were just sending us a lot of money, wouldn't it? But, you know, maybe that'll happen when everything gets changed. But at the moment, we have to take full responsibility for what we're doing. And at this moment, we have to realize what we've done. And at this moment, we have to take the pledge, so to speak. And this is an internal pledge where you say, I determine that I will live peace. I am living peace. And that every moment I'm going to live my life with that particular thought. That's where I'm going all the time. And, you know, sometimes you won't attain it. And it's okay. You know, you're learning. But, man, think about the times that you will attain that peace. And I can tell you, it is profound. And I can tell you that the more that you buy into the crap that's happening, the less peace you're going to find. Okay? You have to make this choice. you know, when people tell me that they get sick when they watch the news, I ask them, why are you watching the news? You know, stop that. Turn off that TV. You know, if something's really important, somebody who is watching the news and loves to be terrified will tell you all about it. There's plenty of people who want to tell you about it. So for yourself, what can you do in your life to bring more peace? And I think one of the things that helps is if you would do even 10 minutes every day where you set aside, maybe you get up 10 minutes earlier than you tell anybody you're getting up. And you set aside that 10 minutes and you read something from a book that's uplifting for you. And I have a book that I want to start reading on the show once a month. And I'm waiting for permission from this group to do it. It'll knock your socks off. It's a big book. You know, it'll take us a while to go through it. But it's an important book because it tells where we came from and where we're going to. And there's a lot of things in there that they're quite interesting, very, very interesting. So I'm waiting for permission from the person who wrote it to go ahead and start reading that. But it talks about peace also. And if you are familiar with The Course in Miracles, that's about peace and forgiveness and love. All of the holy books throughout the ages have talked about the importance of peace and the importance of brotherly love. So it's vitally important for all of us to start paying attention to that now. The time is now. There's no more time to waste. There's no more time to say, yeah, I'll do that when I have time, because you won't. Or if you do, it'll be in another lifetime, okay? There's things that I've said to you guys before. I've told you to get prepared. I've told you to protect yourselves. I've taught you things on this program that are protective in a spiritual manner. I'm doing everything that I can to prepare you for what I know is coming. I'm hoping it all changes, because I'd rather be happy than right, okay? So I need your help. Let's change everything, okay? I need every person out there to please connect up with that golden consciousness grid, and please open your hearts, and please practice peace, because I can't do it by myself. And I know a couple of people I've met, you know, as I've gone around the country, that think they are single-handedly saving the world. And, you know, we laugh about that kind of stuff, but it is true in one portion. The portion that's true is that that person is creating that world, their world, and they are responsible for that. On the other portion, where the rest of us are concerned, we would laugh at that. But then we're all one, so what are we really laughing at? You know, we're laughing at ourselves. But what it comes down to is, in this particular game, we have a responsibility to the entire creation. Not only on this planet, but also to the other universes, the other galaxies, the other dimensions. We have responsibility, and we're right at that threshold of being able to grow up, you know, to graduate into the next grade. But in order to do it, we have to be peace. We have to be love, and we have to have forgiven everybody, including ourselves. You've got to forgive yourselves, people. So we have to have all of those things, all of our ducks in a row, in order to be able to graduate. You know, you can't fool your way past that ring pass knot. You can only pass the ring when you're of a certain vibratory frequency. And so it behooves you then to be peace and to be love. Otherwise, I guess you'll be back for another round of the game. I'm trying to make sure that I don't have to come back, although I keep choosing to come back. So, you know, it's not that bad of a thing. It can't be that bad, or I wouldn't have chosen 6 times to come back here. And I suspect a lot of you are the same way. So now, what I'd like to do, unless you guys have any questions, if you have questions, go ahead and fast blast me right now, or call in within the next 5 minutes, because the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show, I want to take you through a peace meditation. So this is your big chance to ask questions. And then after that, we're going to do the meditation. And then we'll be done for tonight. And I apologize for not getting things on the board as to what was going on. But things have been a little bit crazy here. So I'm going to try to get things, a little bit better lined up next week. I have some really interesting people lined up who are going to enlighten you further about some things that might be kind of mind-blowing. But we like that, right? Okay. So if there's no questions, I'm going to go ahead now. So get comfortable. If you are driving, don't get comfortable. Okay? If you're driving, turn off the radio and just or pull over or something. Or if you're listening to this, an MP3 download or something. This is not the one where you want to listen while you're driving. And then what I want you to do is get comfortable. And you can be sitting up, lying down, whatever. Although if you lie down, you're probably going to fall asleep. So sit, be comfortable, close your eyes, and just breathe really nice and deep and natural. But first, let's start with three deep breaths. Nice, big, deep breath all the way to the bottom of your belly. And exhale all the way fully. Just kind of let the breath fall out of your body. Another nice, deep breath. Deep, 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 deep. And let it fall out of your body. And one more nice, deep breath. Feel the freshness of the air this time. And then let it fall out of your body gently. And then continue to breathe slow and deep. And now just notice the sounds around you. Notice my voice. Notice the static on the radio. Notice the machine sounds around you. And maybe the sounds of people next door or in another room. And just notice them. Now see in front of you a little circle of light. And your hand is out holding that circle of light. Now see yourself, the representation of yourself as you are now, about 3 inches high, standing in the circle of light within your palm. And see how hopeful you look. And notice that there's a shining bright light right where your heart is. And there's a halo around your head. And you're smiling. And now notice swirling around in the air over your hand and over the little you. Notice that there are colors, beautiful colors, like ribbons of color. There's beautiful pink. There's a beautiful turquoise blue. There's beautiful emerald green, scintillating gold, gorgeous ribbons of transparent color that are floating all around you. And now see the mini you reach out and touch one of those and see it wrap around you. Whatever color it is, notice the word that comes into the air in front of you as that color wraps around the mini you. And take that word into your heart as the ribbon of color wraps around you, the you that's standing in your palm. Feel that color. Take a deeper breath and bring that color all the way in. Absorb it down to your toes and all the way up to the top of your head. feel it enlivening every cell in your body. When you're ready, reach out and take another color and see the word again. And now take it within your body, both the mini you and the big you. Absorb it all the way in. And when you're ready, take a third color and do likewise. Really feel that color coming within you. See the word clearly. Feel it deep within. Now look at the mini you standing in the palm of your hand in the circle of light and notice how bright you have become. And notice that you're kind of translucent too. You can almost see through you. Definitely a hologram. See yourself become more and more transparent. Until finally, you vaporize into little ribbons of light. And those ribbons of light become more and more transparent until everything fades. And you realize that where it went to is the reality, and that's your place. And you are always connected to the reality that has been created, where the spark that is you actually lives. Now think of yourself again in the palm of your hand and see yourself materialize again. See how bright you are and how you're smiling and you're beautiful. You're just shining. Now bring your hand to your heart and watch yourself walk right into your heart. And feel that. Take a nice deep breath and breathe in the truth of yourself. And feel the sparkle and the brilliance go throughout your entire body, through every cell. And when you're completely filled, notice that your crown chakra is open and there's a steady stream of brilliant light that is coming down right through the top of your head. This is your cosmic light. And this is always there for you. Now come back to consciousness. See yourself with your feet upon the ground. And feel your connection come up from the center of the earth, brilliant, bright emerald green, right up through the bottoms of your feet, streaking up through your body, out the top of your head, into the center of God itself. Back in the back of Mother Earth. Now see the golden light come from the center of God itself, all the way down through the top of your head, streaks through your body, out the bottoms of your feet, into the earth, out the back of the earth, and back into the back of God. And now see the brilliant hot pink light come from your heart and streak out many feet in front of you, split in two, go throughout all of the beings in creation, through their hearts, out the back, and come in through the back of your heart. And now you stand as the bridge between heaven and earth. Now open your eyes. Come back to the here and now, fully. Stamp your feet. Think of salt. Salt, salt, salt. Get grounded. Hello. Did you guys have fun with that? Now, the whole reason that I brought you through that meditation is because that's something that can help you to get to that spot of peace. And I'm betting that one of the colored ribbons that you brought in said peace, and another one said love, and another one said wisdom. There can be others too, but I'm betting that those three were probably the primary for most people. So now if you utilize that little meditation, which only took about 5 minutes, that can bring you everything that you need to get through the day. It's a connection to the God source, to the reality where you really exist, and it helps you to lower your blood pressure, to stay in that space of peace, and when you practice it frequently, you'll be able to go there immediately. You can just think of it and think of yourself as that mini, mini shining you, and you'll be in that space. So I would appreciate it if you guys would email me and let me know how you felt during that exercise, because I like to keep track of, you know, how people are progressing with these things and when I need to bring in something else. And you can email me either off of my webpage on BBS, or just email me directly, info@drvalerienmd.com. You can go to my website, too, and just click Contact Me. And, well, I got a gosh about that meditation. That was good, huh? Yeah. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. So, you guys, please practice peace. I mean, if I do nothing else for you in the times that I'm on the radio, I hope that I can help to bring you peace and understanding and love. And we're all in the soup together. Remember that. You are not alone. No matter how alone you may feel at times, there are plenty of other people that have your problems. Plenty of other people feeling exactly the same thing that you're feeling. And so, as they say, peace be still. And know within that that is God. That's you. If you have any questions about that meditation, drop me a line. I'd be happy to answer your questions. You know, I answer my emails. If I'm traveling, it might take a day or two, but right now I'm not. I won't be on the road again until the 15th. Madeline and I are going to be in Scottsdale doing a workshop, which is a combination of sacred geometry and vortex energies and things like that. Then we will be in Houston, May 24th. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm not sure the date on that, but sometime after May 24th, obviously. And we are now scheduling for New York and Virginia area, hopefully, Washington area. So if you are interested in having the Vortex Gathering there, please let us know, because we are scheduling for that now. We have some new additions. Some amazing things that we've been learning. We've got some just kick-butt pictures. I didn't even put them on the Vortex Experience MySpace thing. And if you're not familiar with that, go to myspace.com/quantumvortex, and you'll be able to see some of the pictures. But we've had some really amazing things going on, doing some Sanskrit chanting and, you know, changing the lights, changing the configuration of the vortex. We're experimenting with a lot of things. So we've got a whole new thing going on, deeper connection. And I don't think it's just the vortex that's doing that. I think it's the combination of the people and the vortex. So it's kind of synergistic, you know. When you get together, it's a much different feeling than if you're just separate. You know, you could have one person in the vortex and it's going to do one thing. When you have 12 people in the vortex, it's a completely different state. If you have 22 people in the vortex, that really ramps it up. And so I'm hoping we can get to the point where we have at least 100 people doing a gathering all at once and, you know, intending peace. We can do it, guys. We can change the world. We can make heaven here on earth. And so I'm just asking you guys to partner up and, you know, let's work on that. Let's all work on it as much as we can. The more that you can stay in that state of peace, and I'm not talking about numbness, I'm talking about real deep inner peace. The more that you can stay in that state, the quicker we will create change in the world. And like I said, I can't do it by myself, you know. You guys have to help. So that's my soapbox for this week. I hope you enjoyed the meditation. You know, I love you guys. And I will let you know when I'm able to start reading this book. And like I said, I'm just waiting for the go-ahead on that. But it will definitely knock your socks off. And then I'm going to have Brian Flournoy on, who was the guy who has MakingItAllClick.com. I can't remember if he's next week or the week after. I've lost my calendar. So he will be on again doing some intuitive readings, either next week or the week after. And I will post that as soon as I find my calendar, wherever I put it, for safekeeping. And then we're going to have Raymond Francis on again, talking about the different supplements and things like that. I have a couple guys that I'm going to have on I can't tell you about yet that have some information. Now, these are not well-known people, but they are people who have been working in the area of longevity and health. And they've got some information that is going to make you sit up and go, oh, my God. I don't know when I can coax them to come on, but I'm working on it. There's some discoveries that have been made that are just amazing. And really, everybody who's got any kind of a disease, anybody that's got any kind of a, you know, wondering if it's worth getting older and all that stuff, you're going to want to listen to these guys when they come on. And, you know, I think Ray Francis will probably talk a little bit about that, too. So we've got quite a few interesting conversations that are going to come on. And because of the nature of some of them, I'm not going to write them all down. You know, so you'll just have to tune in because, you know how things tend to, like, disrupt things if things are out there. You know what I mean? Read between the words there. So until next week. As usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Thanks for listening. 99.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.